It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. And Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com into the 11 o'clock hour on this Friday night. High School Scoreboard Show. So glad you're with us. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker at Midtown Atlanta Studios. Dom Jarosky getting things done other side of the glass for us tonight as we've been watching the scores come in some games. I think most games around the state have gone final. Chris, we want to check on some scores. I think we're going to check in with John Bednarowski momentarily, but if you have a score or two you want to run down, I know that the Cartersville-Cedartown game is now going final.
Yeah, Cartersville with the win. That's a big win for Cartersville for what feels like the millionth time in a row they've won in the regular season. They just keep on chugging. This is a program, Sam. I know once or twice a year I just get down talking about Cartersville and it just steamrolls, but it's unbelievable to me the consistency of winning. Okay, so if you go back to 2012, which would be 13 years ago, you will find 1, 2, 3 regular season losses.
What?
Yeah. They lost 3 regular season games.
Man.
In 13 years.
Oh, wow.
So that means if they completed the whole 13 years, they play 130 games, right? That'd be 127-3.
Oh, man.
I think they're like 124-3.
Yeah.
If my numbers serve me right. 124-3.
Unreal.
Now, they've lost playoff games.
Right, playoff games, but as far as regular season.
Regular season games. 2014, they lost a regular season game to North Cobb. 2020, they lost a regular season game to Cherokee, actually. And in 2022, they lost a regular season game to Calhoun. Since that day, they have not lost one. And they were in a tight one tonight. I mean, Cedartown and Cartersville battled. I watched as much of it as I could here from the studio working with you guys. Great football teams. But they just – it's not coincidence when they always come out on top.
Yeah.
I mean, great coaching, great players, great community. You know, congrats to Cartersville. I mean, people constantly try to dethrone them in that, but they are the champs of that side of the state. I mean, they just really are.
They are that. They are that. All right, we talk about some guys in Cobb County and a guy who keeps an eye on things for us. Well, this is a big night out in Cobb County. John Bednarowski in the area. We got John? We got him. He's right there. John, welcome.
Him.
Welcome into the Scoreboard Show, John.
How are we doing tonight, fellas?
We're doing great. Well, how about you? You should have, like, sparks coming off your heels. There was so much activity out in Cobb County and with the Cobb County schools tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got North Cobb sitting on that precipice of winning a region title. A win or a Walton loss, I think, pretty much will secure that next week after they beat after North Cobb beat Cherokee 56-10 tonight. I did not see that coming. I really felt like Cherokee, who has played very well at home and can put a lot of points up on the board. I really thought this one was going to be a scoreboard special, but, you know, North Cobb is really playing some good football. We got Hillgrove. Hillgrove wins the annual battle down in Powdertown, beats McEachern at McEachern 30-23. North Cobb Christian gets off the mat after a disappointing loss last week to Rockmart. They come back, take care of business against North Murray. It's just been a good night.
You know, I wanted to talk about North Cobb, and I wanted to talk specifically about expectations. So I watched this game at least as best I could from here, John, because it was on GPB. North Cobb, I feel like, has been talked about years in past because of their best players. You know, they had two or three guys who were going to whatever school and whatever school, right? And we hear that North Cobb's the team to beat. And then they would have a nice year, but they maybe didn't have the year they wanted to have. And what I watched them tonight, and I'd watched them early in the year against Cass, I think, I just saw a lot of good football players. Not maybe a deeper team, maybe just a – I mean, I just thought they were really good at all 22 positions. And – sometimes those are the teams that win the high school games, you know, not always the team. How far off am I from what you've seen?
Well, no, you're very accurate in your description. And I'll tell you what, they're doing it with a lot of young kids. I mean, their backfield is mainly, I think, freshman, sophomore. You know, the line is still young, even though they've got some guys who are going to get ready and go to college next year, but they are a solid football team. And, you know, like you said, because they didn't have those big name guys like Malachi Singleton this year, you know, they kind of flew under the radar, and here they are 8-0. You know, they're playing by far the best football in the county.
Yeah, they're, I'm telling you, these guys are good. Yeah, and sometimes those are the years. Remember Tennessee won the national championship year after Peyton Manning graduated.
Right,
you know, like
right.
Sometimes it just takes that. It's about who's got the best group of solid football players. Sometimes is a better thing than who's got the best football, one football player. What about Hillgrove, John? What a great story.
You know, Hillgrove, I keep waiting for something to happen. Not that I don't believe in them, because, I mean, they're 8-0. They're playing good football. But, you know, they've just really come out of nowhere, and you're just kind of wondering, you know, is this for real, or are we waiting for, you know, the coach to turn back into a pumpkin? you know, they're going to play for region championship next week. They went into McEachern tonight. And while McEachern was kicking field goals, Hillgrove was scoring touchdowns. And, you know, give, you know, Justin Deshaun all the credit. He's got that team playing hard. That defense is just absolutely nasty. And it's going to come down to Hillgrove against Harrison for the region championship. And that game happens next week.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one.
Yep.
Really impressed with Harrison. I mean, they got a big win tonight over Osborne, Coach Shalom, over his old team. I think probably expected, but it did set up the matchup we have here, which is, in the region anyway, undefeated Harrison versus all the way undefeated Hillgrove.
Folks, we're spending some time with John Bednarowski, and he is social. You want to follow him anything, of course, he's got all the scores there at Cobb F Ball F R I. At Cobb F B A L F R I. He has everything there for you. I've seen some other teams that are having good seasons, and we watch to see what happens with them. Walton gets a win tonight. They're 6-3. Campbell gets a win tonight. They're at 5-3.
Yeah, Walton's won three in a row. You know, they had that right in the middle where all of a sudden they just couldn't seem to get out of their own way. They've come back, gotten three solid wins. It looks like they're going to be the number two seed in the region, right behind North Cobb. They're going to get that home playoff game. You mentioned Campbell, big win over Paulding County. You know, I did not realize this until we were putting our previews together this week. Campbell has not had back-to-back playoff years in more than three decades.
Whoa.
It was, and that just boggled my mind, and I went and looked it up, and sure enough, Jeff Phillips, their coach, he mentioned that, and he was correct. I think that's going to come to an end this year. They still have Osborne to play. I think they're going to get that number four playoff spot, if not number three. You never know what's going to happen here these last couple of weeks. But, you know, anymore, they're running the wing T. They're averaging about 270 yards rushing a game. And, you know, when you're playing or running the wing T these days, very few teams are running that anymore. So it's very hard for these teams to prepare for it. And Campbell is doing it well.
That's great. I love the wing T. You know, that's what we started running back in the day. Campbell on pace, if they are able to win the next couple games, they have the best season that they've had since 2007.
Man.
Yeah, about 17 years.
Yeah. Kale, I mean, they're kind of on the outside looking in a really tough region. They got to win tonight. Is it too late, though?
They played a basketball game, didn't they? What was the score, John?
61-49, yeah. Cal won. And, you know, they're in a five-team region. They beat Centennial. So I think, you know, at worst, they're going to be the four seed. But, you know, things can change. They've got to go play Cambridge next week, who's leading the region. But, yeah, I think Cal punched their ticket to the playoffs tonight. But, you know, it's been an odd year over there because I think a lot more was expected. They did get into a more competitive region. You know, new quarterback, Mooney Gibson's been great running the ball for them. You know, some things just haven't quite clicked. And, you know, they came into the night 4-4, but they're 5-4. They got the win they needed. And, you know, once you get into the playoffs, last year they were a one seed. Cass came in and beat them as a four. I think Cal could be a very dangerous four seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. But they did season-saving win tonight, when you say, John. I mean, I was hyping that at the beginning of the show that they really had to win that game.
Yeah, they did. Because if they don't win, they're not making the postseason.
Man.
Which I think I told Sam early in the show, and I was like, been about 20 years since they didn't make the postseason. Yeah.
Watching for that.
Yeah, I mean, Derek Cook started that thing, I think it was 07 when he got there and got things rocking and rolling. They've been a mainstay in the postseason since.
Yep, they have been. Fantastic football there. Well, John, we just wanted to check in with you. Always great to catch up with you. You had so much happening tonight. I said, man, all the action's out in Cobb County tonight. We got to see if John can come on with us. So thanks so much for spending some time with us. Always great to catch up with you.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thanks so much.
All right. That is John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. And anything that moves in that region of the metro area, he's going to have it on Friday night.
Yeah, great follow. Yep. I depend on him.
Yep.
Bob F. Ball Friday.
He has that. All right, folks, come back. We're going to have more scores and maybe catch up with some of the winning coaches tonight as well. You stay with us. It is the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com. The High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad you've been with us throughout the evening. Hope you enjoyed our interviews, our school days guests, our reporters who've been out at the games tonight and have checked back in to let us know what's happening. And now we got a coach of an undefeated team. They are perfect 9-0. And boy, they had a close call tonight, but you know what, Chris? All you need is one more point.
Yeah, they all are pretty when you have one more point than the other team.
Yeah, that's how that works. Athens Academy Spartans are 9-0. They get a dramatic win tonight, 35-34 at Elbert County. And their head coach, Josh Alexander, joins us now. And I think he's on the bus riding home. Coach Alexander, thanks for joining us. You're on the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris. Congratulations on your win tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. We're riding back on the bus right now. And thank you for all you guys do.
Coach is kind of quiet over there. You know, yeah. You guys, business-like approach, right? You won at the Granite Bowl, 35-34. What was the key to the game?
We had a little luck on our side tonight. We ended up blocking a kick to win the game right there at the end, and then they had three timeouts left, and we did not get the first down to put the game away, and so we had to play a little defense at the very end, and got lucky and won the game. Elbert County was well coached and just did an excellent job. And it was back and forth all night. And, you know, we were glad the way it turned out the way it did.
Fantastic to go to 9-0. You've had some tests in this region because we talked earlier this season. You kicked things off with the game against Aquinas. Talk about what that did to really set the tone for your season. That's a tough first game.
You know, Aquinas is good. It's been all over the place all year. You know, we're lucky to be 9-0. We've played some good football teams with Commerce and, some others down south. And, you know, it's just we got a good group of seniors that play together and love playing for Athens Academy, and it's just been a lot of fun.
I got a strange question. So,
okay.
The obvious question would me to be, I didn't even let Coach got home yet and ask him about Rabun County, but I'm not going
to
do that.
Don't do that to him. Don't do that to him. He wants to enjoy the ride home now.
What I am going to ask about.
We were just sitting here. One of my coaches started talking about it. I said, just give me a second. I was eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
At least
we already started talking about Rabun. I said, give me 10 minutes. Let me eat this sandwich. Then we'll talk about Rabun County.
So at least then I wouldn't be the first one that did that to him. So at least second.
That's right.
But I actually don't want to talk about that right now. What you guys made a schedule, and I had done this before as a coach, Sam, made a schedule where your bye week is in the last week of the season. That's how you knew it was going to be that way all year, right? Your bye week was November 1st date.
It was one of those situations where we drew that.
Right. Yeah, somebody has to have it. I've been there.
Yeah,
it
happens. We were those guys.
Yeah. And it's happened. You just have to rally around it, Sam. You get a bye week, get everybody healthy, whatever. Well, now we're doing the deal where the other week's off, right? Like they get an extra week off.
Yeah.
So How do you attack that? Like, I'm even skipping past Raven now, Coach. I'm in the media. I'm even skipping past that. So how do you prepare with 2 weeks off in a row right there in the middle of the year?
See, you got to go a little further because the way the private school numbers are is, you know, we're going to have, if we, God willing, we'll have 3 weeks off.
Oh, because, yeah, they get a bye. Some of them get a bye in the first round, yeah.
Yeah, wow. We get a bye.
I forgot about that.
So we got that, a bye.
My goodness.
Yeah, and so, you know, I told our staff and our kids, I said, we can sit here and cry about it, but, like, there's a lot of teams, you know, some of them are playing three games in the next 10 days.
Well, and I'm telling you what, so Coach, a lot of people rather
people
be down
dealing with
over.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we are not going to whine.
Yeah.
But everybody over the state of Georgia is dealing with stuff
they
right
are.
Now.
They are. And it says a lot about you that you acknowledge that. I do want to think, though, what is your mind, what is your thought process on that, though, with that period? Like, what do you do? I'm asking more as a coach, so I don't know if it's even appropriate now.
You know, we've talked about it. Try to get healthy, you know. We'll lift weights, we'll run, we'll try to attack it, we'll scrimmage, we'll probably have an inner squad those first 2 weeks and get after each other and put on full pads, and but also take a couple of days off, let them heal up. You know, we got some bumps and bruises just like everybody does, and you know, and just try to use the time wisely.
Yep, man. The week of Thanksgiving is back into play. I know you have to get to it, but, I mean, that's the other part of it. We thought everybody was going to be on vacation or gone or whatever, and it turns out we're going to be playing football that week. What do you want to see from your team? I mean, that's just it. You're going to have this three-week gap. You got to try to find to maintain intensity and that type thing. Just, I mean,
you know, go ahead. I told our team, I said, what we're going to do is we're going to practice, and then we'll turn it into some fun. We'll go play paintball. We'll go eat pizza. We'll go throw axe. We're gonna turn into three weeks of carnival time.
Let's go.
So it's
hey,
I said that's what we're gonna do. We got 3 weeks to be together. That's a blessing. Anytime you get those 3 weeks to still be together during football season. So, hey, we're going to go enjoy each other.
It is true, man. I love this attitude because I'm telling you, football, and I tell Sam this all the time on the show, successful football team has to just overcome the randomest of things. You got to win when it's hot, when it's cold, and all that stuff. But you also got to win when something got thrown at you. You drew the short straw on the bye week, and then the state changed the schedule, and then first year with a private school playoff. Like, but, hey, that's all right. We're going to throw axes.
It's just part of it.
That's
you know?
Right. It
like
really
anytime
is.
Anytime you get to play football during Thanksgiving or, you know, that is a blessing. Yeah. I tell our guys that all the time. It's like, hey, if you're playing football during Thanksgiving week, that's exciting. Ain't nothing better than eating breakfast together on Thanksgiving morning than going and seeing your family on Thanksgiving Day than coming back that early next Friday morning and beating your chest and getting ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what you guys have laying out in front of you. That's fantastic. Coach, you on the bus, and you guys won tonight. That bus mighty quiet. What's everybody doing?
Look, you don't forget where I teach and coach now. It's Adams County. These guys are back here doing AP calculus and AP physics.
Oh, Coach.
You look back there, and one guy's doing a crossword puzzle, and it's like, hey, we are very cool nerds here.
Man. Coach, listen, and that's
Greg,
like
something. You know, I can think of a crossword puzzle who I covered, Greg Maddox.
Yeah,
Greg Maddox was always doing crossword puzzles.
Yeah. You know, I would say
that's
something like that to Sam, and today I'd be like, look, yeah, we our kids are on here just doing their homework. I was being sarcastic. Yeah. They were not. Coaches really got them doing their homework on the bus.
Funny story about that. I was a young coach, and I got a job at Parkview High School, and, you know, it was after they just – won 47 in a row, and I'd get there, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. I'm literally fifth year coaching, and I get in there, and I'm like, the first game, big game, we're about to play in the Corky Kill, and I look over there, and you got guys doing crossword puzzles. I mean, I'm like, it's supposed to be Parkview High School, but you know, you look back, some of these kids are really smart. Every one of my kids, I tell my kids all the time, I was like, look, you're going to be a doctor. So I am not going to berate you because one day I'm going to be laying on that table. I need you to help me.
Coach has figured this out.
Man. Yeah, he has.
I mean, I got guys, like, I've been here 10 years. And I got guys in law school right now and guys in med school, multiple guys. So it's just neat.
It is a great place, Coach. And it's it's exciting when you get to see those results, you know, because I feel like the longer you coach, you see that all your teams tried hard, all your teams worked hard. But some, it just wins a little more. You know, it just kind of works out. And so, hope you. I appreciate y'all taking. I want y'all to enjoy them good times. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I've been on both sides of it. You know, not winning so much and winning. You know, so I'll take the latter.
I'm sure you will, Coach. We appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. And congratulations on everything that's happened so far. We see what you guys do at Raven County. Look forward to seeing you in the postseason.
Yeah, good luck,
sir.
Coach.
Thank y'all. So much for all y'all do. Y'all are awesome.
All right, that is Coach Josh Alexander from Athens Academy, and that's the reason why that bus is quiet.
Yeah, they're back there doing the homework and crossword puzzles.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just telling you, I never coached any of them ball teams. I might still be out there if I had some of them guys. I had the ones you had to keep looking back at, like make sure they wasn't doing they were supposed to on the back of the bus. Like,
you know? Back of the bus. What y'all doing back there?
Hey, come sit up here by me. Come on.
I can tell you for sure. I swam in high school. One thing I never did on the bus ride back home was homework.
Yeah, yeah. You was probably one I need to some sit by me in the front of the bus,
Dom.
Sit up here, Dom. Look, keep an eye on you.
All right, we got an update from Forsyth County. We got one. Let's get our update from Forsyth.
The West Forsyth Wolverines pick up their fourth straight win, and this time over North Forsyth, 35-10. Topher Delt, wide receiver, play of the game, racked up 75 yards, a touchdown, and the most importantly, the highlight of the game, breaking one, not two, not three, but four ankles as he makes his way for a 50-yard touchdown. Adding on to the win, the Wolverines are averaging 34 points during this win streak. However, their toughest task will be next week against North Atlanta for the Region 6-6A Championship, who has beaten all Forsyth County teams thus far. Can the Wolverines go on the road and stand on business? Guess we have to find out by following me on Twitter. I'm Derek Richmond, sports reporter for Forsyth County News.
All right, thanks always to Derek Richmond for joining us, and he is social. You can find him at DerekRich11 at DerekRich11, and he's with Forsyth County Sports.
Yeah, 6-2 on the year for West Forsyth. If possible, maybe we need to make our way to North Atlanta. North Atlanta, West Forsyth.
It's going to be a good ball game.
Yeah, and he's right, Derek, that North Atlanta's beaten every other Forsyth team, but they got to beat West Forsyth to win the region championship, you know. And so that's going to be a good one. It's shaping up to be a nice game.
Should be a great ball game. Trying to see if we got a final score on North Atlanta tonight.
They were up 28-0. I don't know if I saw the final.
Yeah, on Alpha against Alpharetta.
Yeah.
So we wait to see if we can get a final score on that one. But that's what they were.
It looks like they're going to win tonight. I mean, to set up that matchup. Yeah.
Yep. But it's going to be great. See if what happens with North Atlanta. West Forsyth can go down and come away with share that championship next week. Should be great to see, folks. As like I said, most of the scores have gone final. Great to spend some time with Coach Alexander. You know, his story is great. He's gotten teams to the state championship game, you know, and would mean a lot for him with this particular group. You know, guys who've been in the program for a while to be able to get there and give him that opportunity once again.
He said they're going to throw axes.
Paintball and throw axes.
I'm telling you, that dude coached a lot different teams than I was on. I'm like, we ain't taking these kids nowhere with any paintball or any axes or anything else. I can barely keep them out of trouble
with just
footballs and helmets and shoulder pads, you know.
They're going to have them running around throwing axes around.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Maybe that's what they're going to do. You know, hey, I can see him doing it with that group.
No, he does a great job. Coach does a great job.
Yep, and they're fantastic. They are 9-0 with one regular season to go and then 3 weeks off. Before that,
that was unique. I thought I was proud of my question.
Yeah,
and then he said it was one more. I caught something. I was like, "Hey, they got 2 weeks off in a row." No, three.
Yeah. Wow, 3 weeks off.
I got a month.
We got one more segment to go. We're going to come back with more scoreboard show, wrap up the games, and then look ahead to next week and some games that we watch for this week, this coming week for high school football. You're watching this. You're listening to the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
Board show. Brought brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're back on the High School Scoreboard Show, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Going through our high school scoreboards tonight, you're going to see a lot of what you expected and a little of what you didn't. So we got Hillgrove, 30, McEachern, 23. Great win for Hillgrove. Excited to see what they can do the rest of the year. Move to 8-0. As you look through the scoreboard, you're going to see Brookwood over Peachtree Ridge, 32-29. What that does for Brookwood is gives them an opportunity to further their chance in the playoffs. And, you know, Peachtree Ridge maybe lost a little bit. We thought for a minute, Dom had looked it up, that Duluth might would beat Parkview for the first time in 50 million years or something like that. But, alas, they did not.
Since 1958.
Yeah, alas, they did not. Parkview comes back and gets the win 27-14 over Duluth. So congrats to Parkview on that win. Decula over Mountain View, 23-14. Decula with the win there. And Norquinet, 55, Meadow Creek 6. Norquinet still undefeated, Sam.
A score that we were watching out for tonight, a couple of teams that are no longer undefeated, that we interviewed the coaches last week. Jenkins, 18, Long County, 17.
Mm. That was a good game.
As the Blue Tide, Falls for the first time this season.
Yeah, they do. But they're going to have to regroup and go. Jenkins will be tough. But 18-17, probably was a fun game to watch.
18-17, probably a very fun game. And there was another one.
What about Lakeside Evans?
I think they went down.
I got it right here. Brunswick 61, Lakeside Evans 34. So they could not finish the trifecta.
Yes.
They won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, they won the Preakness.
But they did not get the Belmont Stakes.
Three games, and this is probably the toughest of the three.
Yeah, Brunswick, very good team. Brunswick with the win tonight, moves 8-1. Great team, Brunswick. But, yeah. And my still shock of the night was Coffey 14, Houston County 0.
Yeah. I mean, to hold that defense to nothing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Peach County's a winner, 45-14. The Fighting Randy McMichaels get the win over Bainbridge tonight. In their contest, that's final. Also, you get down the middle part of Georgia there. Spalding's a winner over Mary Persons, 19-17.
Nice win for Spalding.
And Coach Davis, they're 5-4.
They really regrouped the last few weeks, had a pretty nice run here, so exciting to see for that. Nick Davis, one of the best guys in the business.
Yep, absolutely. Gets ahead and really goes to that program, has some difficult times, but here he is, got them winning. Harlem beats Westside Augusta. Westside Augusta, 24-0. Final game.
Yeah, Westside Augusta had a nice season. That was two teams with really good records.
Yeah.
So congrats to Harlem. Good win.
Clinch and Irwin. Now, when you hear those two names.
Some hitting.
Clinch County wins at 34-28. Clinch County beats Irwin County.
Yeah, Clinch. Nice win for Clinch. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hart County over East Jackson. Ringgold over Sonoraville. North Cobb Christian over North Murray, and Union County over the Creek, Cahulla Creek, that is.
Talk about a team. We talked about a team earlier that don't let the record deceive you. And we talk about these schools down in that South Fulton quadrant. We always talk about Creekside and Westlake and Langston Hughes, and rightfully so. But Hayfield Charter, man.
They got them.
Hey, Hayfield, that's just – you know, they were 3-3, and Coach Gordon, they always have a tough early pre-region schedule, but they beat Lovett tonight, 25-15.
How about that? And Lovett was ahead most of the game.
Come back and get the win.
Congrats to Coach Gordon and Hapeville. Great win.
They get the win tonight.
Can we get them a fence up? Have we figured that? Have you been over there?
I have not been able to figure out why there's no fence around their practice field.
Yeah,
I still have not figured that out yet.
We should have talked to Coach Glenn about that.
Can we get something? You kick the football, it rolls out of bounds, goes right out into the street.
Yeah, I mean, get them a fence, guys. They got all that SPLOS money.
Get them a fence. Something, you know. He ought to be able to do that. Good game here. Jasper County at Social Circle. Social Circle's been having it, but Jasper County beats them 31-29.
Yeah, nice win for Jasper County.
Yep. Social Circle has been really good, and they dropped that one tonight.
Let's see. Heard County beat Bremen 27-14.
Mm-hmm.
Good win for Heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's Washington County 26, East Lawrence 25. In that same general area, Dublin over Bleckley County 48-17.
Okay. All right. Let's see some others. Right, we'll see Commerce. We mentioned Commerce earlier. They were winners 55-13 over Oglethorpe tonight. You watch for them and what they do that season. They're in that region with Athens Academy that we just talked about. Lincoln County's a winner. They're still undefeated. Beat Lake Oconee Academy 34-3 final in that one. In case you missed it, Cherokee Bluff was a winner. Coach Jones joined us afterwards. And they beat Oconee County. Well, yesterday they won that game yesterday, and we had a chance to have him on with us today. And also, we had Coach Eric Williams from Maynard Jackson on with us as well. It's great to have both of them on with us this week.
Yeah, it was great guys. We had some great guests, and the season's getting further down. Sam, we're almost finished with the regular season. Hard to believe. We actually have
it flies by, doesn't it?
Well, we have three more weeks because of that added week.
Mm-hmm.
But just regular playing two more weeks. And some people are playing their last regular season game next week.
Man.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's getting here.
It is. It really is. It really is. This season that we wait for, we build it, start doing the drills and running and conditioning in January. You know, some do right after school, comes back from the holidays. They're out there working at it. Your spring football, you go through your 7-on-7s and your lineman camps and the things that you do, combines during the summer months, man, late July, you get out there and get things rolling, and before you know it, the season just rolls right through, and that's what we're seeing right now. Benedictine is a winner tonight. Wayne County, no problem with that one, 40-0 final score. Roswell, 59, Lanier, 42. Final score in that one. They played that one over
high
at
scoring
over
affair.
High scoring game. That happened. Jackson County gets Winder Barrow 27-10, the final in that one. Warner Robins is a winner tonight, beat New Hampstead 34-22, the final. And Stars Mill continues to roll. They got the win 36-6, beat Northside Columbus.
Yeah, Stars Mill has been great. Sam, I think I'm looking to next week.
Okay.
And I think, unless I'm seeing it wrong, we're going to break our streak of football every day.
Really?
Yeah,
we're not going to have a game every night.
It looks like we got a few on Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, but no Mondays or Wednesdays unless I'm seeing this incorrectly.
Oh man.
So yeah, how about that?
We've been having some Monday night high school. No Monday night high school football.
Yeah. You have to leave that for the NFL.
Yeah, I guess so.
Spalding and Troop play next Thursday. That's going to be an interesting game now with Spalding getting that win over Mary Persons and changing some things there. Gilmer and Adairsville will play next Friday. Big game for playoff positioning. Rabun County and Athens Academy, we talked about. We didn't even talk to the coach about it. We let it sit for a minute, but now we can talk about it.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about it.
You know, so some big games, Perry and Benedictine.
Okay, yeah.
Next week.
Very, very big, very big, very big.
So you just go down the line and you're starting to see some games.
The Cale-Cambridge game.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good one. You got Colquitt County and Camden County.
Yo.
You know, so you got.
Remember, somebody's not going to make. Now that Richmond Hill's established himself as an equal, Valdosta, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, Camden County, Colquitt County. That's five teams.
Right.
Four make the playoffs. Ain't no power rankings in 6A. Top four make the playoffs. One of them teams won't make it.
Man.
So one of the teams that take pride in there always making it is not going to make it. And so that's going to be – every game you see in Region 1 is going to be exciting the next two or three weeks. So Colquitt and Camden next Friday night.
River Ridge, Creekview next Friday night. Maynard Jackson, you told Coach Williams, all right, you guys got this great record, but it's going to get tough the last couple of games. They got Creekside.
Yeah,
next,
it's going to get
week.
Tough.
It's going to be a tough one. It will be. Woodward Academy and Decatur, that's going to be interesting. That matches
well,
up.
Well, Decatur's undefeated.
Right.
Woodward Academy's probably the favorite. Yeah, something's got to give there.
I think that could be a good ball game to watch that's coming up next week as well. So we look at some of the games that are going to be coming up next week. Pickens has GAC. Pickens got Greater Atlanta Christian coming up next week.
They've been getting ready to go.
You ready?
It's going to be a tough one. Yeah, that's going to be a tough game, but they need to win. They're at 4-4. They need to win. They got Lumpkin and GAC left. Two tough games where they'll probably not be favored in either, but they'd like to get a chance to compete at those games, and I think they got a chance.
We talked with John Bednarowski, Hillgrove against Harrison.
Region champ game. Yeah, that's like a Eric Slaughter game.
Yeah, if he hit that one. Down in Middle Georgia, Thomas County Central and Houston County. Can some kind of defense
doesn't
hold?
Get any easier for Houston County?
Yeah,
my
really.
Goodness.
How about that, right? We talk about Cherokee Bluff and Jefferson. That's going to be at Jefferson next Friday night. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's just getting to the point in the year where so many parts of the season are coming down to these games that decide the region. Jefferson and Cherokee Bluff will, you know, you're going to see so many of those games coming up, and that's what makes every Friday's important, every Friday significant. When you get to these last couple weeks, just feels like every game we talk about changes the whole outlook of the playoffs.
And I tell you, a team we really haven't said a whole lot about, but here they are, undefeated in region play, playing Lubbock next week. They beat Therrell tonight, I believe, is Carver Atlanta. Coach Miles, his team, they're 6-2 overall. They're going to get Lubbock next week. That's going to be a big game for region. But like tonight.
The best compliment we can give some of these people is we don't pay any attention to them just winning every week.
Yeah.
Carrollton just dominates every week. Good teams in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
They beat East Coweta like 63-10 or something like that.
Yeah, tonight.
East Coweta's good.
Yeah.
East Coweta beat, who was it, Colquitt? They beat somebody in South Georgia.
East Coweta beat Perry.
Remember, we got coach on the bus
coming back from that one.
Listen, that's a good football team.
It's a very good football team.
Carrollton beat them 63-10. Coach Darren Miles, one of our friends, great guy. He just kind of goes win every week, and then we don't talk about him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not an insult, fellas.
No, not at all.
That's a compliment.
Not at all.
That's a compliment. We just expect, we just take for granted that some of these teams are going to win every week, and that's the best compliment you can get. And it's the very most difficult thing to maintain. We talked about it with Tommy Jones. It's so difficult to maintain that consistency, but – if you want to be good, that's what you got
to
do.
You got to find a way to maintain it, don't you? That's the thing. New Manchester, we talked about them earlier tonight and the fact that they had a bye this week. Next week they're back on the field against Rome.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. That's a chance for New Manchester to show they belong in maybe another echelon of high school football there. We'll see. North Atlanta and West Forsyth we just talked about, but that's one of the games that I'm looking for. How about North Gwinnett, Norcross?
Yeah,
Norcross. Slipping under the radar at 7-1.
Can you be under the radar at 7-1?
Well, I mean, I don't hear anybody talking about them. But North Gwinnett had been a little under the radar. They coming up off that radar.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an interesting game.
I think so too. I think it will be a very interesting game. You got Luella and Stevenson next week. Is what happens with that one. I know Dom gets all excited with what Stevenson might do, man.
Remember what I told him about Stevenson? They're heading down that train.
Yep.
Douglas.
Yep.
And Stevenson.
Yep. They got some tough ones to finish here. St. Pius and Tucker, I think this might be a pretty good one, too, next week. St. Pius bouncing back from last week against Marist, getting a win tonight. They got Tucker. That's coming up next week.
Yeah, that's going to be one to keep an eye on. Let's look at Tucker for a minute. Tucker is, this is a program who years ago was one of the most established feared programs, right?
This was very much.
Well, they hadn't really been that the last few years. And so they're sitting now. They won tonight to go to 6-2. Very quiet, sneaky 6-2, mm-hmm. right? You just hadn't mm-hmm. heard much about them. And so they got Pius next week. That'll be a tough game. If they can win that when they finish with Marist. There have been some Tucker and Marist battles, hadn't there?
There have been some.
Over the years. So exciting to see Tucker kind of get him back into that level that we expected of them when they were at their best.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to see them recapture that, and the team works hard over there. Coach Jones, Coach Wayne Jones does a great job over there with the team. And like you said, they're right there in the range of doing some great things this season. We'll watch for that game next week against St. Pius. This should be a great matchup.
We got Savannah Christian playing Swainsboro next year. Savannah Christian is really good.
Yeah.
Really good. They're another team that flies under the radar a little up here. But let's see. Tiff County and Valdosta. You think Valdosta will be ready for that one? Think they'll be
You know what? You don't want to be the one to have to play Valdosta next.
Yeah, I don't know if
after
I'd
what happened tonight, you don't want that to happen. Man, that's going to be a very difficult time. We'll see what happens with that one. Of course, and special evening out at Blessed Trinity tonight as a current Atlanta Falcon was back and received a very special honor, and our Garrett Chapman had a chance to talk with him.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game in the high school scoreboard show. Garrett Chapman up here. Blessed Trinity coming just out of halftime, 13-0. Still the home team on top, and I'm joined by J.D. Bertrand, Atlanta Falcons linebacker, just had his number retired. Unbelievable career here at Blessed Trinity, and then go on to the college ranks, and now you're playing for the Atlanta Falcons. Big weekend for you. You've got Blessed Trinity with your number retired, and then you got Notre Dame tomorrow in the bins, and you're back in the bins on Sunday. It's all the kind of like the holy trinity of your football career, right? What's all this like?
It's so surreal, and it's so full circle. It's such a experience, such an unbelievable experience just to have my old high school coach here and then see him going against Notre Dame tomorrow and then being able to just see these guys and be like, okay, this is where I once was, and then be welcomed with such open arms. Like, it really is such an experience, and I mean, I couldn't be more excited and just happy to be out here.
And JD, you won 2 state championships. I mean, you had an illustrious, should have been, people could say it should have been 3. But look, you guys had a fantastic run. You look back at your high school memories and playing. So this is for the high school scoreboard show, right? So thinking back to high school memories, what stands out to you? I mean, outside of just the 2 state championships.
Yeah, I think losing this freshman state championship game, that was the farthest the school had ever gone. Mm-hmm. And so just that was an accomplishment. And then playing Cartersville, basically a death sentence in college football, and with Trevor Lawrence and being huge underdogs, ended up winning that game and winning state that year. And then my senior year, just being able to close it out with almost a fairy tale ending and go 15-0 and win state championship. Like, it really was the high school career that you dream of, and I was lucky to be able to experience it.
Yeah, and you also had the honor, I guess you could say, of McFarland was one of the top coaches in high school, like in this state's history. You play for him, and then you go up and play Notre Dame and everything else like that. You have all these stops along the way. It's just a very special path, right?
Most definitely. It is special, and I was lucky, and I've been lucky to stay in touch with Coach McFarland and then go on to Notre Dame, like you said. Like, it's just an unbelievable experience, and just, I mean, I'm Catholic, and the Catholic thing is a part of me, and so go from a high school that's Catholic to a college that's Catholic and be able to represent the school and both schools as well as I can.
Yeah, and McFarland's coaching against your alma mater on Saturday. Who has the edge in that one? What are you thinking?
I was asked a score prediction earlier, and so I threw out 35-10.
Okay.
I think our defense is really solid. Hopefully we can get that offense going early and get the run game going early so we can take a couple shots over the top.
And then the game on Sunday, what are you thinking?
Game on Sunday, I mean, every game in the NFL, it's a one-score game and it's a close game. And so they're obviously a really good opponent. They run a little bit more of a college style of offense. And so luckily for me, like, coming from college, it's kind of a little bit more familiar with me. But we'll be ready. I mean, we have a really good team and a lot of really good players, and we're excited to be able to go against the Seahawks.
It's been a fun run for you guys. I've enjoyed covering you guys, and I'm sure we're going to do it
all
season long. 100%. J.D. Bertrand of the Blessed Trinity Titans, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and now the Atlanta Falcons. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right. That's great to see J.D. Bertrand back at his high school, getting his number retired. A great honor for him. Obviously now playing with our Atlanta Falcons. Of course, his alma mater in town tomorrow, Notre Dame, taking on Georgia Tech over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Speaking of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that's where the Falcons are going to be Sunday. You get to hear the game here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons and Seahawks pregame at 11 o'clock, kickoff at 1 o'clock here in your home for Falcons football, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That is going to do it for our show tonight. So glad that you've been with us. I hope you enjoyed our reports from our reporters, from Day-Day Lewis, from Gary Chapman, Eric Slaughter. Also from our Cub reporter, you know, Ellie Price. We had a wonderful time with homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming.
You know, got to see her friends on the homecoming court. She had friends in the parade, and she was in the parade. Friend on the field, you know, getting the kick, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she just knew everybody out there.
Yeah, it was a big week for her.
It was fantastic. And then
they got week of highlights.
And he got the dance coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, dance coming up tomorrow. Stay tuned on that one.
So stay tuned.
Come back next week.
We tell you all about that when you come back next week. That will do it, folks. I'll be back here Sunday morning with Greg Clarkson from 6 to 9 o'clock, getting you set for your game day Sunday. Dom Cheroski, exemplary work as always, other side of the glass. For Chris Parker, I'm Sam Crenshaw saying so long. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Scoreboard Show, the high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.